Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
In 2001, when Rob Welch surrendered to God's call in his life, he left the business world, sold his home, and let's see what God did from there. I hope this show encourages you. If you've got a calling on your life, God wants to use you. Rob is the founder and lead evangelist and president of For His Glory, and this ministry has seen over 3 million people come to Christ. And many, many, in fact, more than a million people who are trained in how to lead souls to the kingdom. Rob, welcome to Encounter.
Good to be with you.
So, Rob, your story sounds incredible. What happened? God called you. What happened then? And where are we now?
Well, the Lord called me out of the business world. I was in sales about 7 years. And about 5 years in, I started sensing the Lord might be calling me to gospel ministry full-time. And over 10 months of wrestling with the Lord, He brought me to surrender, really confronted me with my four biggest idols, and in essence asked, is this your God or mine? And He kept getting closer to my heart with that, and finally brought me to surrender in October of 2001, and 14 months later, I left the business world, sold pretty much all my stuff, and went back to school full-time at Wheaton College to get my master's in missions. So that was kind of how it started, and from an early understanding of God calling me, I knew the end goal was to launch disciple-making movements or church planting movements. I knew that in 2004, so when started full-time in ministry after getting my master's at Wheaton and missions. I served at the Graham Center, at Billy Graham Center, Wheaton College for 3 years. But while I was there, I knew the end goal was launching disciple-making movements. Didn't really know how. God had led me to start For His Glory, but the Lord later made clear the how of launching disciple-making movements in 2012 when I became aware of Training for Trainers, or T4T, and that's really why we're talking today, because we've got an opportunity with that. And that's just really getting back to the New Testament model of discipleship you see going on in the book of Acts. So.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Training for, training, disciple-making. How many of us are kind of wondering, how do we help people grow in Christ after they've received Christ? And first of all, how do you lead someone to the Lord? And then how do you help them grow in Christ? This might be a great program for you. So tell us more, Rob.
Well, my calling is as an evangelist. And so when I started For His Glory, I knew I was called to preach the gospel. And I started doing that, and we saw a huge response. Our primary ministry is international. We were in India ministering there for a number of years, and then we shifted our focus to Africa. But we're seeing huge responses to the gospel. People were ready to receive Christ and surrender. But it really took us a while to figure out, how do you see this multiply, and how do you activate believers in their faith? So when I became aware of Training for Trainers, I realized this is the vehicle that at that point I'd been waiting for 8 years for launching movements. And really, it's just being faithful to the Great Commission, where you see Jesus saying, go and make disciples. It's go, not come. And make disciples, baptize them, and then teach them or train them to obey. And that's something that Ying Kai, who was a missionary, he and his wife Grace, were missionaries in China, and they were working to see a movement launch there, and they were wrestling, how do we reach 20 million people in this mega city that they were serving? And Ying really wrestled with that, and God brought him back to the scripture and the Great Commission, And he showed him things he hadn't seen before in the Great Commission. So he just started training, beginning with one group in 2000 and pouring into them and training them to share their story, how they came to faith in Christ, and to invite others to receive Jesus, and then to train them to not only reach others, but then disciple others. So Ying started training, and what started in 2000 over the next almost 10 years grew from inception to 1.7 million baptized believers and over 150,000 house churches. And
1.7 million.
Yeah, and that was actually excluding those that were considered too charismatic to be called Baptists. So since this was the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, some of these churches were not in enough alignment theologically for them to call them Baptists. So actually, over 2.5 million people came to faith and well over 200,000 house churches. So that was something that Ian and Grace saw in other places in the world. Movements were birthed with really the same kingdom principles as well. So this is something God is doing on a global scale. And it's really awesome how this is multiplying.
And Ying and Grace are coming to the area, and they are the founders, as you said, of Training for Trainers. That's T, the number 4T. And they're coming soon.
Yeah, they are. My partner, Mark Levesque, who leads all of our teaching and training, he's really the architect of our ministry and does an amazing job. He had been doing T for T and leading our team, and he had reached out to Ying and asked about the possibility of him coming here. And Ying and Grace, for the last several years, have actually been going around the world training in this. So they're with the International Mission Board for, I think, over 20 years, and they've started their own ministry, and they're going and training disciples to make multiplying disciples. That's really what T for T does. And it's rapid discipleship multiplication. It's simple kingdom principles that multiply. And yeah, they're coming here next month in September, the 15th and 16th. And we're hosting them. And they'll be here for 2 days of training for anyone that's interested. We've got room for 200 people. And right now we have about 50 committed. So we have room for more. If you're listening and you'd like to really get more effective at making disciples or reaching others for Christ and knowing how do I make a difference here, I would encourage you to come. There's no cost to come. It's 9 to 4:30 p.m. Friday, September 15th, and Saturday, September 16th in O'Fallon, Missouri at the Waterbury Meeting Center. So that information is all on our website at forhisglorymen.org as well, but we would love to have a good turnout from folks listening to BOT that really want to make a difference with discipleship here.
That's T for T. We're talking about this trainer's meeting to train you how to lead others to Christ and to disciple them. So what kind of topics are you going to be covering on those 2 days, Rob?
Well, Ying and Grace are actually just going to equip everyone that comes to do it. So we do this in Africa. Our ministry does a lot of work in cities in Africa. We're seeing huge numbers coming to faith. But Ying and Grace are just going to walk through the training. They've got a book, and they were actually, I think, going to go through the book, the key points of really how T for T works. So the why of it and the mechanics of it. So that's going to be something, and everybody that comes will get their book. It's called Training for Trainers, the Movement That Changed the World. And they're going to be going through that and equipping everybody that comes, you know, how to do it. So if you come and you don't have any knowledge of how it works going in, after the two-day workshop, you should have a good understanding and be able to do it yourself. And this is really small group discipleship. So you evangelize and then you disciple those that you reach with the gospel. Average group size might be 10 people. And the way it works is the people you're training, many of them in turn will train others. So if you have a group of 10, two people in your group might be leading their own groups as well. So while you train them, they go and train others. So it's really 2 Timothy 2:2, where Paul says to Timothy, what you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust a faithful man who in turn will be able to teach others or train others. So,
really what happened when Jesus Christ left the earth and the disciples went out two by two and were training others, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is what you see going on in the book of Acts. And the Great Commission just really gives the blueprint for it. And so, yes, this is what's happening in the first century church, where you see rapid growth of the kingdom. And what we're seeing through For His Glory in Africa, we go to cities and we'll do a large festival. And the last festival, we probably saw well over 100,000 come to faith in Bujumbura, Burundi. But what we're doing is we're working with hundreds of churches and training believers in those churches to do this. And then they start doing it. And we now have over 1.1 million, almost 1.2 million people in discipleship groups in the 10 cities we're tracking. And that's happened mostly in the last couple of years. So it's rapid growth. We had about 100,000 people added to discipleship groups in July 23.
That's been in Africa, right?
That's in Africa, and we're looking at four different nations: Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Burundi, and Tanzania. Yes, it's rapidly accelerating there.
How about in the United States? Are you seeing that much ability to train people? Are they as excited as they are in other countries?
You know, almost all of our work has been in Africa. Mm-hmm. So our focus really has been primarily internationally. But we have tried some to train here, and we'd like to see a lot more. For a while, we were doing it with some success here, and then, you know, a lot of times the enemy will get in the middle of stuff and disrupt stuff, and that happened. We had a ministry we were working with that did see remarkable growth in about a year and a half's time, and then there was a change of leadership and a change of direction, and that kind of popped the balloon, so to speak. But it does work in the U.S., and some churches, I believe, are doing it. I think Saddleback Church is using that as their model for their small groups. There's some other churches doing it as well, and there's some other organizations doing it also.
Rob Welch, the founder and evangelist and president of For His Glory Ministries. Rob, thanks for joining us today on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. God can use you to see others won and trained for Christ.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The Smart Wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.